Hello, everybody. We're going to start. This is probably going to be a shorter meeting that than we planned.
To start recording, press 1. Conference is being recorded.
I should say, please start the recording or something. No. That recording. Anyway. Has the recording started? Do we get confirmation? Right, so good morning, everyone. My name is Stefan van Gelder. I chair the nominating committee, and this is the NomCom's open meeting. The idea behind the meeting at this event, at this venue, was to, first of all, bring the incoming and outgoing committees together so that we could all meet and exchange experiences, etc., and also go over the final report that we produced for the 2015 committee, answer any questions that either NomCom members, incoming or outgoing, may have, or that any of the community may have. I'm not sure we have many community members, but we, you know, might want to get some.
Might be a cleaner we can grab.
We are working, and we have constantly worked to try and get a bigger room that's, you know, not so effectively hidden that no one can ever find it. But so far, this is what we've got, and it's been difficult. So with that, I'm not expecting the meeting to go on for the scheduled, was it, hour and 15 minutes? Yeah. It's very much an open discussion. Perhaps it might be useful to just go around the table and have people introduce themselves if they wish to do so, and then we can just start discussion and try and answer any questions. Okay, Zahid?
Good morning. Zahid Jamil, I'm with the CBE for the small businesses. I represent them.
Hello, I'm Sylvia Herling from ALAC. It's my second turn too.
Alain Midron with HPCP, outgoing member.
Osvaldo Novoa, ESPCP, incoming member.
Hello, Harold Arcos, incoming ALAC member from La Crallo.
Yrjö Länsipuro, Juralo.
Chris Lahead, I'm the ICANN ombudsman. I'm just visiting for partly social reasons, but partly also lights on, especially for me.
Honoured to have your presence.
Satish Babu. Is Babu, outgoing member from ELAC, Epirelo.
Amir Kayum, incoming NomCom member from ELAC.
Dave Kishandeyal, incoming NomCom member from ELAC, Afralo.
Steve Coates, Twitter, BC, business incoming.
Jörg Schweiger, CCNS, old delegate newbie.
Somehow the term newbie and you just doesn't match for me anyway. Cheryl Langdon Orr, well and truly outgoing, having served a 3-year term and in no point as a voting or influential member, just as part of the leadership team. I don't influence anybody.
Okay, thanks very much. So I really want to, at this stage, just open it up discussion. New members may have questions about the way we are going to do things. Everyone in the room, I can't see anyone that's not a NomCom member, so everyone in the room knows that we start our cycle with a kickoff meeting. I'm sure all the 2016 members are aware that that kickoff meeting starts on Friday morning. And we are expecting to finish on Saturday around lunchtime. We will break for the night. I mean, we're not...
Very generous.
Yes, yeah. Well, I'm getting soft in my old age. That kickoff meeting will be the place where we will make a number of decisions for this cycle, where we will be explaining your roles and responsibilities as INC members, because there are some responsibilities that you have to agree to. And we'll be making a number of decisions on how we want to organize things this year. As you know, each NomCom is a separate entity. So the procedures that we use in 1 year, you don't necessarily use it in the next. And although we like to benefit from the experience of past committees, each committee has to make up its own decisions and its own rules. So we'll be going over that during the kick meeting on Friday and Saturday. We'll also be meeting with some people. We have this time Steve Crocker and John Jeffrey coming to see us. We have not got the BGC coming to see us this time because, as you may be aware, there's a certain amount of other things going on in the community. I think there's transitioning to something or other. And they felt they were, and they felt they were a bit busy. So, however, because it is very important that you speak to the BGC, we are working now on organizing a teleconference soon after the kickoff so that both groups can speak. And I'm suddenly realizing that I'm very much introducing our excellent staff support, which is very bad of me. So please come to the mic, girls, and introduce yourselves.
I'm Joette Johanna, ICANN staff, supporting the wonderful NOMCOM.
Gia Kimoto, NOMCOM staff.
Thanks very much. Joette and Gia, if you have any problems of any kind, be it visa issues or travel issues or just ordinary questions, you can put them to the leadership team or myself. Where is Hans-Petter, by the way? So, as you know, just to talk leadership team for a moment, Cheryl was chair-elect in 2013,
sounds about
right. Chair in 2014, associate chair last year.
Yep, this year.
It's actually this year.
It is actually this year.
And gone now. And I was chair-elect. It's all complicated. And so this year coming in, we have Hans-Petter Holen that's been selected as chair-elect. He was a committee member for the last 2 years, so he knows the NOMCOM well. And I thought he'd be here, but maybe some. And we have an associate chair that will be revealed on Friday. The reason for that is that the chair and the chair-elect are board BGC selections, but the associate chair is a selection of the chair. The role of the associate chair cannot chair the meetings, but it's very much a support role. And it's generally a role that goes to either the outgoing chair or at least someone that's chaired the NOMCOM before, because what you're looking for as chair is that support and that guidance. I mean, it's all going to be very friendly for now. Yeah. There are times when it gets a bit intense, not unpleasantly so, but it's just there's lots happening and we have to make decisions. And that guidance of the associate chair that I enjoyed last year from Cheryl, and it was this year, sorry. And it was great to have that. That's very important. So because of recent events, things happened. I was asked to do the chair thing again about a week and a bit ago. So it's all been a bit rushed. It was unexpected. And so it's taken us a bit of time to select the associate chair, but that will be sorted on Friday, I hope. So that's that for the leadership team. Can I pause there and ask if there's any questions, any comments, anything that anyone wants to say? You're all very shy.
This will change.
This will change, we hope. Please.
Dave Kishundial for the transcript record. I just went to the website of ICANN. I can see that, from 2015, out of 81 statements of interest, there were only 12 female. And then I noticed that this tendency has been occurring years after years in ICANN. Is there any way or any suggestion that, we can reverse this tendency? Because as a NOMCOM member, I think it's our role to ensure that we get gender equality. At the same time, we have quality of candidates. To have gender equality, it is important that we have more female applicants, more female statement of interest. So as a new member, a NOMCOM member, what are the hurdles that the previous team members have been having to get only 12 female statement of interest? Thank you.
I think I'll take that for obvious reasons. It's one of my particular passions. Nobody will be surprised to know that gender equity is something I'm particularly keen on. And I can assure you that it's not for the want of outreach. It's not from the want of going to both the members of several years that I've been involved with now, nominating committees, going to the right places in the C-suite to attract worthy women into the pool for consideration. It is also not for the want of trying by the headhunter group, which we have previously used over the last couple of years, and you will be deciding whether you will wish to use sort of facility again. Part of the mandate we give, for example, the headhunter group, is the diversity, which is including gender balance. Yes, it is a meritocracy, and I will stand by my view that it be a meritocracy. But you've noted exactly right, we're not even getting the applications. We have vastly more women inquire when we are talking at the cocktail parties and at the events, and then something happens. We had hoped, for example, that when we changed the new web-based method that we used 2 years back was a little bit of a change for many people. We had some pushback from the C plus suite group who realised why they should have to make such an application. Normally someone just has a little chat and their name goes on a list. So it may be that our worthy women are taking that a little bit more affronting or feel, well, if you're going to make it that difficult, thank you, I can go somewhere that appreciates me. That's quite possible. We haven't analysed that because we don't have access to that data set. But do we need to continue to specifically target women? Absolutely. What you will see, however, is worthy women being appointed from the NOMCOM. And so despite the fact that we had a significantly small percentage of the total in the puddle being women, the ones we got from the majority of the men, hands down. And so based on a pure meritocracy, I can live with the outcomes because we are appointing wonderful women in the main to these roles. So should we want to see closer to, 30% or higher? Absolutely, because that's what you expect in most organisations. The time commitment part here, someone who's looking for a directorship, is quite disproportionate to what you'll find in the rest of the marketplace. And we remember that this is a very odd beast we're trying to get talent in. My final moment will be, and what are you going to do about it, Dave?
I couldn't agree more with Cheryl. The fact is that I was surprised by the quality of lady candidates. And as you saw with the results, a very good candidate. In fact, they outshone absolutely everybody else. So the NOMCOM, to the extent that applications really did as much as it could. In fact, it wasn't tough because they were very good applicants. But I'm sure the better ideas, and this is just something I'm sort of brainstorming. There's something I think called a women's, I've never attended this, a women's, well, you've been running it for a few years. I was just wondering if that helps in any way trying to reach out to this. The other thing I noticed was that a few of them may have had challenges either regarding travel or regarding paternity leave, which... Did I say paternity? Having a second, that's why. I'm sorry, that's me. So, yeah, on maternity leaves. And that was only in some few, but that can also tend to be an issue sometimes.
Thanks. I will note also that this is a segue into the quality of the slate for the 2015 nominating committee, which I think anyone that's served that committee is very proud of. And we do have some excellent women selectees on the board, on ALAC, on CCNSO, and on GNSO. So there is a woman each of the slates or of the groups, and be it man or woman, the level is very, very high. So, you know, 2016 has a high bar reach, and I'm no doubt that will be done. But we did note in our recommendations, and I would encourage you all, if you haven't done so already, to read the 2015 final report, because it is a blueprint of what's happened, how we worked and how we did things. So it will be very useful for you coming into Friday to have that background knowledge. And we did note in that, in the recommendations to 2016, there was a shortfall in terms of you know, balance of women candidates. So we're hoping to address that if possible. You can only address it through the candidates you get. You know, the NOMCOM can only be as effective as the candidates that apply.
So. Hi, mate. Just on that, Cheryl, again, for the record. Over the last couple of years, we also used a specific organisation which is international in its connections but is predominantly UK and Australian-based, called Women on Board. Women on Boards, and that has a direct advertising. So it has a group of women whose CVs it has and controls, and one of the things that we found is that, unlike most other application processes, I am a member of that. I'm a founding member of that, and if I want to apply to your board of directors, I push the button, and my CV and references goes to you. That's not how we do it here. And so there's a certain aspect of how we have to make that extra effort. And to be honest, don't make that extra effort should you really be putting yourself up for ICANN, which is going to be, you know, asking you to do that a lot. But there is a couple of minor barriers, but I would encourage you to continue to use those women-specific groups. And if you want to get staff to reach out to me at the appropriate time, I can give you five or six places for you do specifically target in 2016.
And that is an action point. Thank you very much. Any further contributions on this one? Okay. So perhaps I thought it'd be useful to just remind you all of the positions that we're recruiting for in 2016. As you know, there is rotation in the positions that the NOMCOM recruits to. It's 2 or 3 year terms, so they are staggered terms of the people that we elect for each body. We recruit to the board, ALAC, the CCNSO, and the GNSO, and each body has specifics, both in terms of the way they are organized and the skill sets. Now, just to stop on that for a minute, the skill sets, that's part of why we call on people like Steve Crocker to come and see us at the kickoff. It's also why we reach out to all the groups in the first part of the cycle. We ask them what they need. We don't determine, you know, we are extremely talented, but not that talented that we can just invent what the groups need. So we do ask them, what do you need? And those needs change every year. And one of the message that we give to applicants very strongly is, you know, you may not have been selected 1 year. That doesn't mean you won't, you know, be selected the following year. The reason for that is, I mean, there's many reasons, but one is that skill sets evolve. An example, the board may feel it needs finance as a skill 1 year, and it may need academia the year after that. So obviously someone may fit into that 1 year and not the next. So these skill sets do evolve over time. And it's important that every single cycle we get some skill sets from all four of the bodies that we recruit to, so that we know what they need for that cycle, for that specific cycle. The board will send us something, we know. The CCNSO tends to always send us something. Well done. GNSO, sometimes it's more difficult. ALAC also sends us something. So we chase them and try and get what we need, but sometimes, you know, it can time. So another thing that's useful is to look at the past. Everything, you know, All NOMCOM cycles are, have their dedicated page that's still there, accessible. You can access all the reports, all the skill sets. They're all published. Everything's published. So all that data is there. And I'm not suggesting you look back at 15 years of NOMCOM skill sets, but looking back at 2015s might be useful as a guide until we get those updates. So this year in next year in 2016, we will be recruiting three people on the board, and those are three-year terms. One member of the GNSO Council, that's the non-voting NOMCOM appointee. For those of you who are familiar with the way it works, that the GNSO Council works, it's a bicameral two-house structure. There's non-contracteds and contracteds, and each has an NCA assigned to it. The NOMCOM, as it selects the NCA, also assigns to the House. So every year we do two voting members, and the year after that, the one non-voting. This year is the one non-voting, so that that person will sit in the middle, as it were, and we won't have to assign that person to a house. We're looking for two at-large advisory committee members, and they are two-year terms. At-large, as most of you know, I'm sure, in this room, is run by regions. So every year we select two specific regions. This year it's Europe and North America. And we're looking for one member of the CCNSO Council. That's a three-year term, and there's no specific region attached to that. It's more a skill set, and we'll go into that Friday. Do you just want to say something? Region for the board, the issue that we hear about, Asia-Pac being...
Yeah, happy to do so. Cheryl, for the record again. One of the things you're going to need to watch, and our experience has showed it's better to get this clear in your minds early in the process rather than late, is there is certain limitations. I mean, with the ALAC, okay, it says what region they come from, and that's fine. Board, you also have regional requirements because you must have one from each region. Now, this year you're not faced with that particular challenge, but last year's group was. It had no choice. It had to appoint from the Latin American and Caribbean region. There was no choice. Board members are also term limited, which is why there was no choice. A term limited board member from that region was leaving, therefore at least one person from that region had to be appointed. Okay, so you know you've got Latin covered, a minimum, unless perhaps a resignation happens and then you don't have your minimum. But you also can't have any more than five. So you've got this sandwich. So you might have an incredibly worthy North American candidate, but tally up, can't have more than five. Now, we do have a graphic that was on last year's site, and I would like to think that you'll reproduce that graphic to help the candidates learn again, because it is in the final report indeed. Because, for example, last year we simply had to say to anyone from Asia Pacific who had aspirations for the board, don't, you cannot be appointed. Right? Now, it also depends, and you can't even give them predictability, because it depends on who the GNSO might send or who the CCNSO might send, because it's that those regions that we have to come to terms with. So it is a little bit of a challenge, but make sure you don't go down the pathway and the trap finding a worthy candidate, then looking at it in the slate and going, accepting we can't appoint them because they will be the fifth or sixth. Yeah, you've only got five. So be very, very aware of that and be aware of it in your outreach because it helps set people's expectations. Look closely not only at the skill sets if you have, and you do have, I believe this time term limited, correct me if I'm wrong, we do have term limited directors leaving in 16, yes. So these are people who cannot be reappointed by you. And there's nothing wrong, by the way, in reappointing. You don't have to go out with the old and in with the new. If they are fit purpose and you believe they're not bettered by somebody, then feel free to leave them in. But those that are term limited have to go. And quite often you look at the skill sets, but you're not looking at and what region are they claiming they're domiciled. Please note those words. Claiming they're domiciled in, because it is perfectly possible for a candidate to say, I have the citizenship, I can prove the case, I am in fact from this region. Whatever they apply as is what you deal with them at. Okay? A couple of traps, don't fall into it. Any questions about that? Great.
Cheryl, this year, things have been getting progressively harder for the NomCom because the outside context of what's happening within ICANN makes your jobs that much more. This year, it's going to be even more so. Mm-hmm. There's two major issues that you're going to have to face. The CEO is changing, and there's transition work going on that may result in a significant different makeup or matrix for the board. We just don't know at this stage. May not, but it may. And you are recruiting. Obviously, the major focus of your work is on board. You know, most people apply for the board first. Most of our work is taken up with board selection, although all the other positions are very important. So we'll cover that as well at some length. But the fact that the board members that you're recruiting to, they are going to have to work for 3 years. It's a three-year term. And over the course of those 3 years, apart from, you know, so you have to changes of region, et cetera, but there's also going to be significant changes in terms of what's happening within ICANN. So as we fine-tune throughout the year, we are going to have to look at those things and consider that we may have to complement what's happening at CEO or board level. Here's Hans-Petter.
While I still have the right.
And we'll ask both Tom and Hans-Petter to introduce themselves in a minute. But just to finish on that, so that will be, you know, something else that you'll have to add to the mix. And you'll see that as we make our selection, so the you've seen that there are phases to the NomCom's work, and I'll go into more detail on Friday, so I'm not going to talk too much about it now. But as we go into the selection phase, you will have yourselves, we will have discussions as a committee on this, and, you know, people will look at that. Some will bring up the possibility. It depends on the candidates we're looking at, obviously, the possibility that they may fit into or not fit into what's going to happen at the wider ICANN level. So you'll be looking at that, and that will be something that you have to take into account. I don't want to overburden you at this stage with all the stuff that's going to happen, because it might sound like it's a stiff learning curve, and although it is a learning curve, and this year there's perhaps the added complexity of a significant turnover on the NomCom. I think we've got about 5 returning members, so people that have done it before, obviously done something before, it helps. And if you've not been on the NomCom before, you will have to try and understand the mechanics. But everyone's very eager to help, and you know it really is something that most NomComs, that certainly all the ones that I've been on, have ended up more as a group of friends than anything else, and people helping each other, and that's what we're looking for. So don't be overwhelmed by what we're presenting now. We'll go into more details on Friday, but this is a taster. Can I turn over to you?
So my name is Hans-Petter Holen, and apparently I can't manage time zones. That's quite sure. I thought we were starting in half an hour, so sorry about that. I've been involved in ICANN since approximately the beginning, first as ASO chair and then a member of the Address Council for many years. I've now been on the NomCom for the last 2 years under your leadership, so I've been properly trained, I hope. My role as chair-elect is to give advice, and then to perhaps if you think I'm doing a good job and the board thinks I'm doing a good job, then I may become chair next year. I mean, I've made myself available for that. In my daily life, I work in a software company in the Nordics, so I'm from Norway. And right now, my job there is cleaning up a web hosting company. So in addition to numbers, which is my primary interest, I'm also a bit involved in names.
I am Tom Barrett from Incirca, where ICANN accredited registrar. I'm actually an engineer by training, so I spent half my career in manufacturing, making jet engines, and doing business re-engineering. So I actually got into the space also pre-ICANN when I was at Thomson Reuters building an internet business for them and discovered domain. And so I run now two ICANN registrars, Encirca, Nameshare. I also am the trustee for a TLD.pw, which is Palau. In the new TLDs, I'm very active. We're doing validation for some of the TLDs. And
So do you want me to present myself? Oh, okay. So, well, I am I'm from back in North America. I got involved with ICANN in 2006-07. I helped found, you know, the Naralo when ICANN went to Puerto Rico. And from after that, I got really involved with the NOMCOM. I was here before for 2 years in 2011 to 13. Then after that, I went and got my terms in ALAC. And I'm going back to this family here. I know there are a few changes that has happened in the way things are run, but I got I will get the understanding. I'm an engineer by profession. I'm an electrical engineer, and I work with a AT&T in the United States for many years, and then I moved to Puerto Rico and worked with a telephone company there, where I worked there for about 15 years, and now I have my own company doing it. And I'm very interested in the you know, the internet ecosystem, and obviously ICANN, one of the most important ones that have to do with names and stuff. So I'm very happy to come back to this family. Thank you.
Very much. Did I forget anyone else that might have snuck in?
No.
So I don't want to take up too much more of your time at this stage. I just want to flag that tomorrow at, I think it's 1:30, I'm not sure, outgoing NOMCOM members are being recognized. I can't
not
hear.
Not according to my calendar invite.
Yeah, same here.
Not according to my calendar.
I was told 1:30.
As was I.
Yeah, 1:30?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I do.
Well, you're not outgoing, Durant.
You're never leaving.
So for those of you who either want to show support or have worked with the outgoing people, that's at 1:30. At 5:30, one of the things that you know, we've worked very hard since 2012, and Urio, who never had to go to the URL OGA, he was chair in 2012. We've worked very hard to increase both transparency and outreach outwards and inwards. What I mean is to the external world and the community. So we'll know what the NOMCOM is and that it's not a black box. And in doing so, we have done report cards, we've done videos, we've done... And I've asked this year to be allowed to present the 2015 NOMCOM final report, obviously a very condensed version, during the pre-board meeting... Jamboree, whatever's all that. So I will be doing that at 5:30 tomorrow if you're interested in participating, and then we'll all meet at noon on Friday. When is it? Well,
stream on, dear.
7 o'clock in the morning.
7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, 7 o'clock in the morning. No.
The rest can come at night.
Well, when are you turning up?
Nice.
Like it.
Well, that's why I will set my alarm for 7, so I will be there.
So it's at 9:30 on Friday, which is where, Joette? Is it? I mean, it's in this building, right?
Wicklow, I think it's...
That.
I'm going to send out the agenda to everybody today, so...
Okay.
It's this floor.
But it says, right. It says 9 a.m.
It's 9 a.m. The meeting will start.
We've got coffee at 9 a.m.
Yes. The meeting will actually start at 9:30.
But you tell Stefan 7.
Is everyone I'm not a morning person. Is everyone subscribed to the list? Okay. Everyone's getting Joette's and mine. And so the Friday, this is open, and it's that's also a new development, and I think used. Because before we didn't run open meetings, and that was a currency issue. But most of our meetings are closed. And one of the things that we have, one of our guiding principles, is that although our processes are as open as possible, all candidate data is confidential. I want to finish on that point, and perhaps I'll once again turn it over.
I get very excited about this part. I just want to prevail on you to think about a couple of things based on the experience of some of the prior NOMCOMs. in recent years. I mean, you know, we've been running NomComs for a while and everyone thinks they know how their one runs and bind, and then they think that's how they've run forevermore, and that is not the case. So you're right, some of the basic principles will be the same. But I would like to strongly encourage you, as I leave this great group of people, to continue to grow the achievements we've seen in transparency in particular, but to remember to be beyond diligent, to treat the security of information about candidates as if it was state secret. There is very few years where we do not have a leak, and it beggars belief how otherwise intelligent adults let this happen. Right? So come on, guys, be a year that doesn't have a leak of information. The staff, just leave your paperwork here. Staff will have it back in your place tomorrow morning. So there's no way that someone can accidentally see what you've got in the... I don't know how the leaks happen, but let's minimise the risks because it keeps happening. It didn't happen last year, but it's happened all too often. So I'll just really ask you to go above and beyond the call of duty on this. Can I stress it then? I need to stress it. It did not happen last year. Exactly right. There's a benchmark for you to meet. I would also encourage you to create a couple of subcommittees which you will use and one that you will won't. And that will be one that should be chaired by one of you, whose sole job is to deal with the belief that, you know, one of you thinks there's a problem with another and that can be dealt with. So we do need to have a conflict of interest and a little oops moment, at which point we hope we never get to meet the Ombudsman, but it is something that does not necessarily need to take up the chair's time, although the chair may choose to chair this himself in some moment of insanity perhaps. But it is very important that we have a system in your space in ICANN beyond anything else where you rely on staff. And I can say one of the highest compliments I ever heard from other ICANN staff about the staff of the NomCom is they would do running the CIA proud. So try and live up to their expectations. Process open and open it more. All right? Do more report cards, do more videos, do more outreach. Have a goldfish bowl as best you can. But please, people are passionate about trying to find out what you are doing, who may or may not have put their name in the ring. It is ridiculous. You will be lobbied. And to that end, you make sure that everything is out front. I never, step into my office was the foyer. You want to talk to me? In the hotel foyer. How many people walk past, the more the better. Make sure there is no assumption that, you know, you and someone pop off to dinner and that person ends up to be a candidate. Doesn't say you can't talk to them. In fact, encourage it. But say, sure, we can, but we do it here. So just be scrupulous in the way things look. Look, I believe justice will be done and you'll do a great job, but just make sure any other riot act you wanted me to read before you got rid of me.
The question is not about, the information security, but it has to do with when I participated in NomCom before, the candidates, some of them were allowed to pass to the next year. Is that still going?
Yeah. I mean, as an outgoing member, I'd like to wish the very best for all the new and also new members and for the leadership team. And I'd also like to place on record the incredible support that we got from the staff, Joette and Gia. It is really, really incredible. Thanks so much, you guys.
I want to just leave the last word to Hans Petter the confidentiality aspect is very important. And Cheryl does a very good job of putting the fear of God into us. But that's right. But it's very important that we'll talk about we can talk about it, ask questions about it on Friday or throughout the year. But things like talking to potential candidates, for example, don't be afraid to do so because your job is to explain the NomCom process. What you mustn't do is reveal any information about what we're doing in terms of candidates. And that can sometimes be a fine line, you know, because you're all members of the community. You have friends. You know, people will come up to you and sometimes, you know, casually say, oh, and I hear so-and-so is running. That's what we have to be careful about. But
confirm nor deny.
Yeah. Or whatever. But if people need help understanding how to apply, etc., that's your job, is to help them as well. So it's a fine balance. Anyway, thanks for coming. I look forward to working with you all throughout the year. And Hans-Petter, close the meeting.
Well, I'm getting the last word. That's very kind of you, Stefan. Of course, I want to wish you all good luck. It's your decision. Me as chair-elect have no say in your decision. My only role here is to with Stefan to make sure that this is a pleasant experience and you are able to do this as smoothly and effective as possible.
Well, tried for pleasant?
Well, I would like us to have a good time as well and think that you all have been trusted by the community to come here and you have to make the very best selections and I'm quite sure that you are very capable of doing that. The challenge is, of course, that you all have different opinion on what's the right board candidate, but I'm sure that that's what you will be able to solve during the next year. So with that, I wish you good luck.